Hebrews chapter 11, as we've been going through the book of Hebrews, and the last two Sundays, as I mentioned, going through chapter 11, a tremendous chapter on faith, and we've been looking at Abraham and Isaac and Moses and Joseph primarily, and then last week as we got to the end, we saw and others, and it goes on to say, quite a few. It doesn't name them. It does name a few. And we're going to look at a few more here this morning before I pray to look first of all at Joshua and verse 30, where it says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had compassed about 7 days." And you remember the story there. And here they are ready to take the city of Jericho, and they have trumpets, and they're going to blow the trumpets, and they're going to shout, and the walls are going to fall down. And here they are going against this army, and before they go, they've got to have faith, because if they don't have faith, they don't have the weapons to battle the people of Jericho, but they're believing God, and they continue to blow the trumpets, and that's what we need to do in faith, continue to blow the trumpet of faith and shout for the Lord. And then we see in verse 31, it mentions Rahab the harlot. It says, "Rahab by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace." You know, that's one of the things the Lord gives us, isn't it? When we put our faith in Him, He gives us peace. And so we see all these other ones in the scriptures from chapter 11 that we saw the last 2 weeks. And then we see Joshua and Rahab the harlot. That is, that's what she was formerly. When we come to Hebrews 11, we still see that, but that lets us know what God does in a person's life. It doesn't matter what kind of life we had beforehand. Whenever we are saved by faith, the Lord changes that. He takes away the past. He removes all of our sins from us. And so Rahab, the harlot, she goes from a sinful house of shame to the spiritual hall of fame here in chapter 11. And isn't that what God does to us because of the shame of sin? And He takes it away. And whenever we look at chapter 11 and God is identifying these people, He mentions to us how they believed God and they trusted Him. And so as we look at this chapter, I want you to pay close attention to these three words here in verse 33. Who? Through faith. And then it goes on from the verses we read in our responsive reading earlier, and it lists at least 15 things that they did through faith. And we're going to look at those 15 things this morning. And if I only spend 5 minutes on each one, I'll have you out of here by 1 o'clock. 15 times 5. Well, we'll see if I can spend a little bit less time on each one. But 15 things were accomplished through faith. And I want us to make some life applications of those 15 things that they did to us as well. So let's pray and we'll look at these 15 things that were done through faith. Father, we thank you for salvation that's by faith, because there's not enough good works we could do to remove our sins. But you have provided another way, a way that's unlike any other religion. All the other religions of the world are works-based religions. But Christianity is one by faith in Christ and the completed work that he did on the cross of Calvary for us. So increase our faith. Help us to have not just the faith that it took for us to be saved, but give us daily faith and trust in you that we can have the power of faith working in our lives because of the object of our faith, the Lord himself. And we pray in Christ's name. Amen. As we look, first of all, we're going to see the first thing that they did through faith. It says that they subdued kingdoms. And so we'll look at some of the people, and don't have time to look at all of them in the Old Testament and even some in the New Testament that did this. David, of course, it says David got him a name. And this was because of his faith and his diligence in subduing kingdoms. He returned from smiting the Syrians in the Valley of Salt, being 18,000 men. And he put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom, he put garrisons, and all they of Edom became David's servants. And the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. And so here's a man who subdued kingdoms. And so the principle for us is overcoming. Sometimes there are some things in our lives that we need to overcome. Not so much fighting a battle like David was fighting, but it's through faith that we overcome. We see Gideon was the same way. Gideon in Judges chapter 7, it says, "And the Lord said to Gideon, 'The people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel would vaunt themselves against me, saying, Mine own hand has saved me.'" And so God brought the army of Gideon down to 300 men, and through their faith, God gave them the victory. And it's always God who's doing the work. We don't do the work, but God honors our faith when we trust him there. And we see in the New Testament that it says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that subdues kingdoms, that overcomes the world, even our faith. And so when we allow Christ as king of our heart to sit on the throne of our heart, then through faith we can overcome whatever the Lord allows to come into our lives. Because God doesn't send these things into our lives or allow these struggles into our lives to defeat us, but to strengthen us, and through faith we overcome. Then it also says, who through faith they wrought righteousness. They did righteous deeds. In 2 Samuel, we see David here. It says, "And David reigned over all Israel, and David executed judgment and justice unto all people." And in the Greek New Testament, this phrase, it says that they executed righteousness, is not a present tense verb. So it's not the idea we should always be doing what's right. But that's not the idea. By using the aorist tense, it's talking about specific times where a choice had to be made to do what was right. And David was executing righteousness, and also we see Samuel. It says, "But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, 'Give us a king.'" And so they wanted a king to reign over them like all the nations around them, but God was not pleased with that. And whenever a person by faith is working righteousness, as David was and as Samuel was, whatever is displeasing to God ought to be displeasing to us. So if the Bible says that something is sinful and God is displeased with it, we ought to be displeased with it as well. And that is a part of working righteousness. Elijah was doing the same thing when he went there against the prophets of Baal in 1 Kings 18. It came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said to him, "Art thou he that troubleth Israel?" He answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and has followed Balaam." And so whenever by faith we make a decision to work righteousness, to do what's right, even against the multitudes, as Elijah was doing, you can be sure that there's going to be some trouble that comes, because Satan is working hard against every work of righteousness we do. So that's why if we're going to subdue kingdoms and overcome as David and Gideon did, we have to do it through faith. If we're going to work righteousness and put trouble to the enemy and not trouble to ourselves, we must do it through faith. Verse 33 says they obtained promises as well. In Numbers chapter 32, it tells us of Caleb and Joshua. It says, "Surely none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swore to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, because they have not followed me wholly, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun. They have wholly followed the Lord." And so here is faith having patience. So there's a time where we have to go and subdue kingdoms. There's a time when we have to do what's right. But there's also a time where we have to wait and not get ahead of the Lord. And Joshua and Caleb, it says here that they wholly followed the Lord and they obtained the promises. So when promises are given, the promises usually don't come immediately after the promise is given. There's usually some time that elapses. And so we must have faith. Remember those three words, who through faith they obtained the promises. So while they were waiting for the promises to come, they were trusting God. So there are times for us to move forward and subdue kingdoms. There are times for us to make hard decisions and do what's right. And then it's through faith that we also have to wait on God and let Him do what He's going to do. Number four, also in verse 33, we have to have faith when facing danger. It says they stopped the mouths of lions. And of course, Daniel is the first one we think of when we read those verses. It says, "The king was exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God." He had faith in God. He was thrown there with the lions, and here it says, "Who through faith stopped the mouths of lions." It was God that closed the mouth of the lions, but Daniel had faith there. And the situation was far beyond his control as far as humanly speaking. I mean, he was not Tarzan. He wasn't going to jump on that lion and take care of him like Tarzan would do, but he prayed to God and he had faith and God stopped the mouths of the lions. Well, Samson did the same thing. It says, "Then went Samson down and his father and his mother to Timnath, and they came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand, but he told on his father and his mother what he had done." And so here, notice it says, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he was able to stop the mouth of the lion." And Zechariah 4, "Then he answered and spake to me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." So whenever we are facing danger, as we see here with the mouths of the lions. It's not by our own wisdom, it's not by our own strength, but it's by the Spirit, saith the Lord, that He gives us the power of faith, who through faith subdued kingdoms, who through faith wrought righteousness, who through faith obtained the promises, and who through faith stopped the mouths of lions. And the Bible tells us that Satan is as a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour. And it's through faith that we gain the victory as we face the danger of temptations that Satan throws at us. Well, the next example we see, it says they quenched the violence of fire. And as we think about that, we think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were thrown into the fiery furnace in Daniel 3. It says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us. Sounds like faith, doesn't it? Out of thy hand, O king. And the princes and the governors and the captains and the king's counselors being gathered together saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, but was as a hair on their head, no hair was singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them there. And so we see the power of faith that helps us whenever we're facing tragedy. You think about the homes in California. How many thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes because of the tragedy of fire there. And maybe some of you have experienced that, having lost a home to fire, losing everything you have. Such a tragic thing. How do you face that? Through faith, trusting God. And He gives us the strength who through faith were able to quench the violence of fire. Number six, who through faith, when they were facing persecution, they escaped the edge of the sword. We see in Hebrews 11, a lot of people mention for us, but in Jeremiah chapter 39, it says, the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah, all his sons, and Riblah before his eyes. And here he is watching his sons being slain. Also, the king of Babylon slew all the nobles of Judah. Moreover, he put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him with chains to carry him to Babylon. And the Chaldeans burned the king's house and the houses of the people with fire, and he broke down the walls of Jerusalem there. And so he sees his sons being killed with the edge of the sword, and yet he escapes. Moses also escaped the edge of the sword, a reference to Pharaoh there, how he was delivered from the sword of Pharaoh, which represented the government that was there. Now, the Bible tells us that government, God gives government for good. In Romans chapter 13, it says, He is the minister to thee for good. But Satan is at work, and he can take government, and he can turn it against God's people, as he did then. And even as in our country, we have seen the government making some choices against righteousness and God's people there. And so whenever that comes and we're facing persecution, we do it through faith, as they did in the Old Testament there. Number seven, faith when you're weary. This is how it says here, who through faith, out of weakness, were made strong. Isaiah 38, the writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and he was recovered of his sickness. So there's a physical weakness that he had, and through his faith, God restored him. And we believe today that God still does that. There are people that are sick that God can raise up again. Obviously, he doesn't choose to do that to everyone, or nobody would be dead. But God is able to give strength and healing for physical sickness. Samson was weak after he had his eyes put out. It says in Judges 16, Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood and on which it was borne up, or the one with his right hand and the other with his left. And he had become weak. But then he had faith in God for one more successful endeavor. And he believed God, and out of weakness, he was made strong, because the Spirit of God, as the Spirit of God had come upon Samson, we see it once again, the Spirit of God earlier, he comes upon him. And then in Judges chapter 8, Gideon, one of my favorite verses, Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint, yet pursuing them. I love that about Gideon and his faithful men, who through faith, they were faint, they were weary, they didn't know how they were going to keep going. They thought they were going to have burnout, is the term we use in today's society, but they did not stop. They kept on going. How? Through faith. Those three words, who, through faith. Even though they were tired and weary and faint, they kept on pursuing. And we don't have to quit. When things get tough, when things are hard, the saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. The tough in faith, that is, keep going there. Well, another thing we need faith to do, we need faith to be courageous. In verse 34, it says they waxed or grew valiant in fight. Think of Barak. Remember at one time, Barak, he didn't want to go to battle unless Deborah went with him, and so kind of weak there in Judges 4. The Lord discomfited Sisera and all his chariots and all his hosts with the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Sisera lighted down off his chariot and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariots and after the host unto Harosheth of the Gentiles. And all the host of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. He waxed valiant in fight because he was strong in faith. Jehoshaphat was another one. Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20, it says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee. When we get into situations where we say, I don't know what to do, our eyes are on you. And that is who through faith they subdued kingdoms, who through faith they did all of these other things that we saw, who through faith they waxed valiant in fight, and who through faith they were able to resist Satan as we are. It says they turned to flight the armies of the aliens. An interesting word there. Who are these aliens? This is a reference to all of those who refused the royal government of Israel. God had established Israel as his people, and all of those who were opposed to that were the armies of the aliens, to which it refers here. And in Joshua chapter 8, it says, and when they had set the people, even all the host that was on earth of the city, and their liers in wait on the west of the city, Joshua went that night to the midst of the valley, and it came to pass when the king of Ai saw it, that they hasted and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people at a time appointed before the plain. But he wist not, he did not know that there were liars in ambush against him behind the city. So Joshua had the plan that whenever all of the people came out of Ai, then the other Israelites would go into the city, and they put them to flight here. All those that were against God's army, God had a way of taking care of them, but it had to be faith, because they went to the city, and whenever they came out, they started to flee. And they had faith as the others went in that God was going to deliver them, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Number 10, faith to see miracles. It says in verse 35, who through faith, women received their dead raised to life again. Two of them, I will share with you, the widow at Zarephath with the prophet Elijah in 1 Kings 17. It says, Elijah stretched himself upon the child three times, and he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come unto him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came unto him again, and he revived. A lot of faith, isn't it, to bring somebody back from the dead? But Elijah, through faith, was able to see this child brought back to life. Elijah didn't do it. God did it. Man can't bring a person back to life, but God can. And there was faith. Well, not only Elijah, but Elisha had a similar experience. The Shunammite woman, her child had died, and Elisha had left, and she comes looking for Elisha, and the servant sees her and says, "Is everything okay?" And she says, "It is well." Isn't that an amazing statement? Here she's coming because her child had died, but yet she says, "It's well." That's faith. And then Elisha also. Elisha was coming to the house, and behold, the child was dead, laid upon the bed, and he went in therefore, he shut the door upon them twain, and he prayed unto the Lord. And he had faith. And through faith, women received their dead brought back to life again. And so we see the power of faith over and over. And I still have five more. Number 11. We see faith in making right choices. It says, who through faith, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. So they could have accepted deliverance, but they chose, rather than to be delivered from the torture, to have faith in God there. And we see, first of all, in Daniel chapter 6. When Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in the chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. And so he could have accepted deliverance had he not done what he had normally done. But he had faith, and he made a right choice to continue to worship God in the same way that he had worshiped God before, even though there would be danger potentially there. But Daniel had faith in God. Also Asa. These are not mentioned in Hebrews 11, but we see it from those being tortured, not accepting deliverance. Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods in the high places, and he broke down the images and cut down the groves, and he commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law and the commandment. And so Asa made a choice to get rid of all of these groves and the idols, and there were going to be some consequences there. But he was going to make a choice to do what's right. And that's what faith does for us, to make the right choice even in the face of persecution. Well, also we see the faith to persevere. It says here that they had cruel mockings and scourgings. Remember the Jews and Nehemiah when they were building the wall? It says, it came to pass when Sanballat heard that he builded the wall, he was wroth. He took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And we may receive some mocking, some verbal mocking, because we believe in an inspired, infallible Word of God, because we believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, because we believe in creation as Genesis records it for us there. And so they received mocking. Also, they received bonds there. Joseph did. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And Joseph was mistreated. He wasn't in prison because he had done wrong, but yet through prison, he had faith in God. And faith is what caused him to persevere. It's what caused the Jews to persevere in building of the walls. And also Jeremiah, wherefore the princes were wroth with Jeremiah and smote him and put him in prison. And we read in Jeremiah about the miry clay there and the prison and the dungeon where Jeremiah was, because he had been mocked. He had been bound in prison. But it was through faith that he persevered. And so the Christian life is not always going to be easy, but we can persevere. We can have faith to keep on keeping on. Number 13. Having faith when facing death. It says they were stoned, they were sawn asunder. Tradition tells us that that's how Isaiah died, that he was cut in two. They were tempted and slain with the sword. Zechariah was stoned. And Zechariah, in 2 Chronicles 24, it says, "And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, which stood above the people, and said to them, Thus saith God, Why transgress ye the commandment of the Lord that ye cannot prosper? Because ye have forsaken the Lord, he hath forsaken you. And they conspired against him and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king and the court." So here he was with proclaiming the word of the Lord and doing what's right, and he was stoned. Well, Hebrews 11 tells us that these kind of people who had faith in God, they had faith to overcome. They had faith in facing death. There were 85 priests that were killed by Doeg in 1 Samuel 12. The king said to Doeg, "Turn thou and fall upon the priest." And Doeg the Edomite turned. He fell upon the priest and he slew on that day 85. 85 priests of the Lord faced death that day as well. Then we read of John the Baptist. Matthew 14, "And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, Give me John the Baptist's head on a charger. And John the Baptist's head was cut off and brought to the child's mother there because he took a stand for righteousness as well. Stephen was stoned. They cast him out of the city and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And here he faced death because he did what was right. He honored the Lord. And it was through faith that he was able to face death. Well, we come to number 14, times of loneliness. We have times of loneliness. Maybe you feel like there's no one there with you, you're all alone. It says they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. That was probably a reference to Elijah and Elisha, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Ezekiel was like that. He's not mentioned in Hebrews 11, but look at Ezekiel. God says, "And thou, son of man," a common term for Ezekiel, "be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee. And thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house there." And here he is taking a stand for God and doing what's right and voicing God's message to an unpopular crowd there. And here he is feeling all alone. And Ezekiel chapter 24 really shed some light on what Ezekiel was going through. "The word of the Lord came to me, Ezekiel, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke." That's referring to his wife if you read the passage there. God says, "Ezekiel, I'm going to come and I'm going to take your wife away with a stroke." And then notice how he tells Ezekiel to respond. He says, "Thou shalt not mourn nor weep, neither shall tears run down." And Ezekiel, when I take your wife away, don't you shed a tear. Don't let a soul see you mourn. How was he going to do that? Who? Through faith. So here was Ezekiel with this strange command from God. But when God gives us commands, no matter what they are, he always gives us the ability or strength to obey. He never gives commands that cannot be fulfilled. And so he was going to be Ezekiel's strength there. And the last one we see is in verse 38. It says, "Who through faith, they did all these things, and of the world was not worthy." God gives us faith to be the salt and light there. In the book of Revelation, and we don't have time to go in too much depth on this. We went through the book of Revelation a few years ago. But in chapter 17, a reference to the Roman Catholic Church and the time when it was written, the book of Revelation, it was prophecy looking forward to that age and what is now history. but also it refers to tribulation period. It says, and upon the forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And I saw her, and I wondered with great admiration, and here's the mind which hath wisdom, the seven heads or seven mountains, as it refers to Rome there. And so in times of persecution and past history, there are times of persecution that are going to come in the tribulation period. We need to have faith to be salt and light in this earth where God has placed us. Who through faith, the power of faith. Notice what they did through faith. Who through faith they were able to overcome and do what's right and to be patient and wait for the promises and to face danger and to face tragedy and to face persecution and to face weariness and to be courageous in battle and to resist Satan and see miracles and make right choices and persevere and face death and face loneliness and be salt and light. Who through faith they did all these things. And God wants us to have that kind of faith, for we serve a God that's nothing is impossible for Him. And we need to have the faith as those in this wonderful chapter 11 and the hall of faith had, who through faith. May God give us faith to trust Him whatever we're facing in our lives. Because all these people have faced everything we face, but they overcame through faith. And God can work through our situations and give victory as well as we trust Him.